Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, take it easy, Mother. Don't fret and worry about what to serve as a special surprise dinner for the family. Just relax, because here's the answer. It's Kroger quality beef. Man, oh man, talk about tastiness. Why, there's a world of delicious eating enjoyment packed into tender Kroger quality beef. Yes, sirree, it's tender, it's tasty, it's delicious. So there's just no doubt that Kroger quality beef will make your dinner a real banquet, a meal that's bound to have the folks at your house smiling and sighing in pleased satisfaction. You see, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef that's available on the market today. It's tender, it's tasty, and brimming with flavorful juices. And say, keep this in mind, too. Kroger quality beef is economically priced. That's right, it's a thrifty buy as well as a tasty buy. So visit your Kroger store and get delicious Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is available only at your Kroger store. And it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Johnny Keith has extracted a promise from Nora Williams that she will tell him everything she knows about Penny and the things she plans to do in her job with Carrie Carlton. Penny has anticipated this, however, as she sits with the wealthy Mrs. Carlton and says,
I'm almost certain that two or three of my friends have made Nora promise to tell them all she knows about my plans, Mrs. Carlton.
I can understand why they do a thing like that, Penny. They're worried about you. And that's just as it should be. It shows you who your friends are.
I know it does. But it also means that I'm going to have to get a promise from Nora that she won't tell.
Can you?
I think I can.
Are you sure of the girl? Can she be trusted?
If I make her promise, she'll keep that promise.
This girl is in your home to take care of your brother's child, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Well, perhaps it would be wise if you brought her over here with the baby to stay with me while you're away. I'd see that no one got to talk to her.
Well, that's very kind of you, Mrs. Carlton, but it's not very fair to Nora. It's the same as saying I don't trust her.
That's quite so. But which is better, to hurt the girl's feelings now or to break her heart later when she discovers that because of her, our plans failed and you're in trouble?
Our plans won't fail, Mrs. Carlton. And if they do, it won't be Nora's fault. When Nora promises not to tell anyone anything, she keeps her promise. I just know she does.
Very well. I promised that everything would be done your way, and I'm certainly not going to break my promise. Now, you saw Mr. Blake and paid him his money?
Mm-hmm.
And did he give you the information we want?
Yes, our contact is in New York.
I see. And the name of the person to see?
A man named Arnold King.
Yes, Arnold King. I think I've heard that name before. It seems to me a previous difficulty of mine was with the same person, or with a man who worked for Arnold King. Yes, that's what it was once before, a man who worked for Arnold King. Did Mr. Blake give you an address?
Oh, yes, he did.
No, please, don't tell me Mr. King's address. I don't want to know it. Because if you fail, I'd be tempted to go to see him myself, and then we would have gone through all this trouble and secrecy for nothing.
It's smart of you not to want to know the address. I'll keep it to myself.
Thank you, my dear. Now, when do you want to go to New York?
The sooner the better, I think. I might as well leave tomorrow.
You don't want to take a few days to rest and gather your thoughts and perhaps prearrange some of the decision you know you'll have to make when you see Mr. King?
No, the waiting will only make me more nervous.
I'm sorry if you're nervous.
Oh, it's not your fault, Mrs. Carlton. If I weren't the kind of person I am, I wouldn't be upset and worried about seeing Mr. King.
If you weren't the kind of person you are, my dear, you wouldn't put yourself in personal danger for an old woman who hasn't the courage to face disgrace.
You aren't trying to avoid disgrace on your own account, but because of others. You don't want to disgrace them. That's part of the reason I'm willing to do all this for you, and why I want to do it as well as I can.
Barring accidents, Penny, you'll do the job beautifully. Barring accidents and the possibility that our untrustworthy friend, Mr. Blake, may have given you useless information.
No, I think Mr. Blake was honest with us, Miss Carlton. In spite of everything, he seemed to like me.
I have no doubt he did. It's because no one can help but like you that I chose you to do this thing for me. Make Mr. Arnold King like you and trust you, and perhaps we'll get this matter cleared up completely and soon.
Doing it really soon interests me. That's why I think I'll go to New York tomorrow.
Well, anything you say, Penny, and remember that when you see Mr. King, make any decision with him that you think advisable. I'll back you up in everything.
I know you will, but what about the cost, Mrs. Cotton? How high shall I go?
As high as you like. But remember, Mr. King doesn't know you as a person of great wealth, and he has no idea the money you offer him will be my money. That, of course, is the one secret we must do our best to guard until the transaction is made and Mr. King has made delivery to us.
You want that fact to remain a secret for all time, don't you, Mrs. Carter?
I most certainly do, my dear. And I'll be ever so grateful if it does remain a secret for all time. But the important thing right now is to keep the secret right now, or Mr. King will make his price so high it will be impossible to deal with
him. Yes, I understand that. I can imagine how much Mr. Blake would have cost us if he had known it was your money he was getting.
I have to chuckle a little when I think of how we paid Mr. Blake so little and got so much. Men such as he are clever, but that doesn't mean that we can't out-manipulate them.
Well, I'm glad we're through with him. And I'll be completely happy when we've finished with Mr. King.
And I'll be just as happy as you, my dear. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Get to New York tomorrow and see what kind of reception you get from this man King. See me here, though, before you leave, will you? There may be some last-minute things to talk over.
Let's just run through the list of things we put in the large case, Nora, and then I think we've finished packing.
Oh, I'm sure you packed everything, Miss Gibbs. Crickets didn't take long, either.
Well, I'll only be gone 2 or 3 days. Maybe only a day. Now, let's see. I think I've packed everything. Nora, hand me the keys to the suitcase, will you?
Sure. Are you going to lock it?
Yeah, I think I'd better. One of the snaps won't stay shut unless I do. Now, that's the good snap, and there's the bad one. Oh, you better turn the key in the lock while I hold it down, will you?
Mm-hmm. There, it's locked.
Good. Now, all I have to do when I get up in the morning is to dress and leave for the airport.
Oh, are you going by airplane, Miss Gibbs?
Yeah, I want to make this trip as quick and brief as possible, Nora.
Oh, golly, what time do you get to New York?
Early tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, gee.
Well, I guess I better set the alarm for a little earlier than usual tomorrow. I want to stop at Mrs. Carlton's on the way to the airport.
Oh?
This thing needed winding, too.
I guess it doesn't do much good to set an alarm clock and then not have it wound up, does it?
Well,
it
does your beauty sleep a lot of good. Nora.
Mm-hmm?
I want to talk to you about something if you have a minute.
Oh, sure, I have lots of time. The baby's asleep.
Good. Now, Nora, I'm not saying this to hurt your feelings, or to imply that I don't trust you, because I do trust you, implicitly.
Oh, I hope you do, Miss Gibbs.
I do, darling, but I have a hunch about something.
About what?
Nora, I'm almost sure that Johnny or Freddy or Professor Rogers have forced you to spy on me.
Spy on you, Miss Gibbs? Oh,
now,
no!
Now, I didn't mean spy exactly, Nora, but I'm sure that they've convinced you that you can be of great service to me if you report to them everything you know about me. Now, try to deny it, Nora. And I'm not going to ask you to admit it either. It isn't your fault if you've agreed to make reports to them. You can only see their side of this, and I know you tell them what you know, thinking only that it was the right thing to do.
Oh, Miss Gibbs,
Nora, please, the truth doesn't matter. All I want from you is a promise that you won't tell anyone anything more, no matter what you may have promised
but
them.
But you don't...
Nora, look, I demand a promise. In these words, I promise I won't tell anyone anything. Now, go ahead, Nora, say it.
But it just
Nora,
doesn't...
please, I won't have a minute's peace of mind till you do.
You don't trust me, Miss Gibbs.
I do trust you, Nora. That's exactly why, if you do make that promise, I know you'll keep it. Now, please, Nora, go ahead. I want you to promise me. It's very important that you do.
Well,
Miss Nora, please, I'm going to ask it just once more.
All right, Miss Gibbs. I promise.
You promise to what?
I promise to not tell anyone anything about you.
Thank you, Nora. Thank you very much.
But how did you know they asked me to tell on you?
Oh, I don't know. I was only guessing.
Well, crickets, I'm not very smart, am I?
Well, I was more than guessing, Nora. To be perfectly honest with you, I know that Johnny and Freddie and Stuart Rogers have felt about my job with Mrs. Carlton from the beginning. And I know how convinced they are that the smartest thing they can do for me is interfere. But they're very wrong, Nora.
Well, then I'm glad you made me promise not to tell them anything.
And you will remember that you promised, won't you?
I'll even promise to remember.
I know I don't have to worry about you. Golly, I just remembered I have to call the airport about the reservation.
Excuse me, will you, Nora?
Oh, sure, Miss Gibbs.
You might close the large suitcase and get it out of the way.
All right.
Hey, Crickets.
Who's that?
It's me, Freddy.
Oh, Freddy, where did you come from?
Behind that big chest of drawers out there in the hall. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you, Crickets.
Crickets? That's not my name.
No? Well, it is now, as far as I'm concerned.
My name is...
Crickets.
Oh, Crickets, it is not. It's...
See what I mean? Crickets.
Oh, I can't help it. Freddy Crick... Oh, what's the use?
Hey, look, kid. What was Gibbsy talking to you about a minute ago?
Nothing.
Yes, she was, Nora. I heard you beating your jaws off when I was coming down the hall. And it sounded plenty interesting, too. That's why I ducked in behind that chest of drawers out there.
Freddie Lang, that was a sneaky thing to do.
It was almost a smart thing to do. Gibbsy was telling you what she was going to do, wasn't she?
Well, what if she was?
Then you're going to tell me.
No, Freddie, I can't.
Why not?
Because I promised Miss Gibbs I wouldn't. That's why not.
It's not a very good why not. Now, come on, Cricket, you can do better than that.
And you can stop trying to make me tell. Because I made a promise and I'm not going to break it. I promised I wouldn't break it.
So that's the way you feel about it, huh?
Yes.
You'd rather keep some stupid promise and grow another feather on one of those angel's wings of yours than to bust a promise and keep Gibbsy out of a jam.
I made a promise, Freddy, and I'm going to keep it.
Didn't you also promise Mr. Keith you'd tell him everything you knew?
Yes, I did, but the last promise is the one that always wins.
Since when?
Since the first time I made two promises to do opposite things, which is right now.
You know, you're in sort of a spot, ain't you?
You mean, aren't you?
All right, ain't you, aren't you? You're still in the spot.
Yes, and it's nothing to laugh about. But don't you think you're going to talk me into breaking my promise to Miss Gibbs because I'm not going to do it.
Nah, Crickets, I'm not laughing at you because of that. You see, I'm laughing because I'm proud of you. I didn't think you'd break your promise, and you didn't do it. What's more, you don't have to neither.
Why not?
Because I got good ears, Nora. I got plenty good ears. Standing out there in the hall, I heard everything that Gibbsy said about New York. A plane, going to see Mrs. C in the morning, and everything else.
Freddy, you didn't.
Yes, Crickets, I did. And I'm going right to Professor Rogers with it, too. And you're not telling Gibbsy anything about it, either.
Will Nora tell Penny that Freddy Lang knows of her plans? And how will this affect Penny's important mission for Carrie Carlton? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, it's really no problem at all to serve your family a top-notch, sure-to-please dinner. Why, it's as simple as adding two and two. Just visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you serve them a dinner featuring a tender, juicy steak or crusty brown roast beef. What a comfort to you to know that your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon and get Kroger quality beef. It's just right for your dinnertime needs. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can get today. So don't delay. Buy Kroger quality beef. It's delicious. Now your local announcer.